Lalita Shri Vishakhan becomes Chan. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunivari Paschachade Satarani. Panchakalpa Trubhis. This reminds me of a verse in Bhagavad Gita. You can look up, it's chapter 5, verse 8 and 9.
这个世界呢, 让我想起了博迦梵歌, 第, Maharaj chapter 8, 第五章,
and Geo.
第五章, 八和九世界.
A person in divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving around, sleeping, and breathing, always knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Because while speaking, evacuating, receiving, or opening or closing his eyes, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects, and he is aloof from them.
一人一身属神圣知觉中的人，虽然在目视、耳闻、身处鼻嗅、进食、走动、睡觉和呼吸。 但他内心常知道自己说话排泄，收受真言和闭眼时，只是物质感官和感官对象在相互产生作用，而他自己则远离这一些，并无参与。So
in the purport, Prabhupada says that a person in Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with any work which he's doing. It depends on the remote causes, all the things that are described in chapter 13, different, you know, things that indicate. But this is because he's engaged in a transcendental service of Krishna. So he appears to be acting with the body and senses, but he's always thinking who he really is.
一个奉献者他在做事情的时候，这些事情有《国家梵歌》第13章所提到的各种原因和静因形成。 但是一个奉献者，由于他始终的纯净于对至尊主的奉爱服务，所以这些活动，他外在的看起来在做，但实际上他是远离这些感官的活动的。So
it's, you know, understanding, and we get repeatedly hearing that if one is really engaged in Krishna's service, then you know, we'll understand we're not the body. We all know, basically, theoretically, but gradually come to act on that, that never forget Krishna, no matter what else they're doing. That's what this verse says. But it's the same as that Bhagavad Gita verse. Devotee, he knows all these things are going on, but the soul is not doing these things. We're just going along for the ride in the body.
Number 他就是，如我们都知道，在理论上我们知道，我们是灵魂，不是这个躯体。但是呢，这样子的觉悟呢，确实需要很长很长时间的训练，才能逐渐体会到的。那么，一个奉献者，他可能外在的，就好像这个师姐当中所提到的一样，在做很多很多其他的服务，但是呢，他处在这个灵魂的知觉当中。
So they're saying, you know, we're devotees. How can we even live without you for even a moment? They don't dare even think of it.
对于奉献者而言，他们会说，主啊，怎么可能有一刻没有你，我们能存在呢？
So we, you know, we may not be quite on that level yet. Sometimes try to forget Krishna.
可能我们还没有到这么高的境界，但是我们总是努力的去记住Krishna.
By thinking, well, I can space out for the time being, or I can do this or that, or, you know, I don't have to go to Arctic or something. But when a devotee who really in love with Krishna, they just do everything without even thinking about it. They just want to be with Krishna. They'll chant all the time.
有时候我们可能会想，哎呀，现在我们稍微花一点时间不做分爱服务吧，啊，现在在做 RT， 我到外面去做些其他事情吧。但是因为真正爱科学的奉献者，他们是自动自发的去做所有的奉爱服务，对他们而言，做奉爱服务就是一件很自然的事情。
Of course, the supreme example, and we've heard many times that the gopis, that they were criticizing Lord Brahma, he's a stupid creator.
在这方面最极致的例子就是那些 brother 的牧牛姑娘们，他们甚至会抱怨主 Brahma 怎么制造出这种眼皮，让他们在眨眼的时候看不见 Krishna。
Because he gave eyelids and we blink, and when they're blinking, they couldn't see Krishna.
因为是主 Brahma 他创造出了这个眼皮这个东西，然后当他们眨眼的时候，这瞬间他们就会看不见 Krishna。
I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure you could find it on the internet.We blink so many times every minute, practically.
Maharaj 说他具体说不出到底是多少次，但实际上在一秒钟之内，我们会眨很多很多次眼睛。
But we don't even notice we're blinking.
有时候我们自己眨眼的时候，这时间如此的迅速，甚至都没有察觉到。
But the gopis, they couldn't tolerate me.They couldn't see Krishna for that instant, you know, almost no time, immeasurable short time.
但是牧牛姑娘们却在这个眨眼的瞬间都无法忍受与 Krishna 看不到 Krishna。
The coward boys also, even when they were in the forest, if they were watching Krishna and he walked behind a tree and they couldn't see him while he was behind the tree, they just panic.
那些牧牛童们，他们在跟 Krishna 在树林里，当 Krishna 走在树丛后面的时候，他们看不见 Krishna， 他们就会晕过去。
And all the residents of Vrindavan, when Krishna went somewhere, when Krishna in Dwarka, when he went to visit Vrindavan, and Vrindavan when he left to go back to Dwarka, everybody is crying.
所有 Vrindavan 的居民。他们都会因为 Krishna 的离去而哭泣，比如说 Krishna 离开了 Braja 去到 Dwaraka， 或者是离开 Dwaraka 去了其他地方，那里的居民他们都会伤心欲绝。
So if we can practice to just be always chanting, then chanting is remembering Krishna.
如果我们能练习着时刻都唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，那么这个唱诵就是总是记着 Krishna 的努力。
Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Vasa Vigraha. Krishna, the holy name is completely spiritual and Krishna is non-different than the name.
因为圣灵完全是灵性的， Krishna 跟他的名字没有区别。
The name is Krishna and Krishna is the name.
他的名字就是这名字就是 Krishna， 而 Krishna 就是这名字。
In the Bible, it says that right in the first part of the Bible, in the beginning was the name.
Sorry, Maharaj, what is it?
The Bible says that right in the beginning of the Bible that in the very beginning of creation and before everything there was only the name of God.
Oh.在圣经的一开始就讲到，在创造，在万物被创造之前存在的是圣灵。
So, you know, we say the name, the form, the pastimes, the paraphernalia, everything connected with Krishna is Krishna.
我们说，无论是名字也好，形象也好，逍遥时光还是随身用具也好，这些与 Krishna 相关的都是 Krishna。
But not every name is Krishna.
但是并不是每个名字都是 Krishna.
But Krishna is everything. There's nothing separate from Krishna.
但是 Krishna 就是一切，没有一件事物是与 Krishna 相关的。
In the early days in America, you know, people were, you know, we were young people looking for something and they were reading so many books. Of course, all the so-called spiritual books almost were Mayavadi.
在早期美国有很多年轻人， 像我们这样子的，他们都在寻找知识，然后会去读很多很多的书，而大部分的书都是那些 Mayavadi 加上中文世界的。
Or Buddhists, but Buddhists and Mayavadi, they're really the different kinds of Mayavadi. That's all.
那些佛教徒其实也是 Mayavadi, 只不过是，Mayavadi 有很多种。
So the people would say, yeah, you're chanting Krishna, but you're just hypnotizing yourself by saying the same thing over and over again.
有人就会说，你们在唱诵 Krishna, 哈。但是他们会自吹自擂，然后反反复复的讲一些事情来推广自己。
The Russian government said religion is stupid.
他们会这样来说，这个 Hare Krishna 运动的奉献者说他们是在自吹自擂推广自己，而俄罗斯的政府他们有这样说。
Said Hare Krishna is especially stupid.
他们说这个 Hare Krishna 是特别特别愚蠢。
Because they just sing the same song all the time, over and over again.
只不过是反反复复的在唱同一首歌而已。
So I know one devotee, he said, he read that and he thought, well, if they do it all the time, it must be good. I want to do that also. He read what the government said, that the Hare Krishnas are just chanting the same thing all the time. They're stupid. But he thought, if they do it all the time, it must be really good. So he wanted to learn how to chant.
有一位奉献者说，他听到政府这样说 Hare Krishna 运动，然后他就想，如果一个人他能够反反复复不断反复的唱诵同一首歌，那肯定这首歌很好，所以他就开始唱诵了。
But Prabhupada heard this argument. You know, it's just you're saying the same thing and you're get brainwashed. You know, you just become, you know, hypnotized or something.
有人就说圣帕帕德他是在洗脑，然后反反复复的就重复一件事情，然后就给人们洗脑。
But Prabhupada said, just try. Chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, or anything and see, you know, how long can you do it? But devotees are chanting for hours and hours.
但是圣帕帕德
at the same time and, you know, in public, It's different. Nobody can do that with any other same thing over and over again.
于是圣帕帕德就反驳说，那你们自己试试看好了，如果你唱可口可乐或唱其他的任何一个名字，看你们能够唱多久。但是我们唱 Hare Krishna 可以唱一连几个小时几天，一年到头就一直唱都没有问题。奉献者可以在万年长时间的唱诵 Hare Krishna， 所以这个名字是跟其他的一般的名字是不一样的。
Because the name is Krishna. But ordinary thing, that's because Krishna is absolute truth.
因为 Krishna 的名字就是 Krishna. Krishna 是至尊，绝对的真理。
But other things, the name is different.
而其他的事物，它的名字跟这个事物本身是不同的。
If you just chant Coca-Cola, you don't get Coca-Cola. If you just chant water, 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 you don't have water. You have to go and get water. Someone has to bring you water. But the name is not the water. You're not satisfied just by saying water, 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 or food, food, food.
如果你不断地唱诵可口可乐，你不会得到可口可乐。就好像你不断地唱诵水水水这个名字一样，你仍然需要其他人给你拿来水才能够解渴。
And that's what Prabhupada preached from the very beginning, as Lord Chaitanya taught, and all scriptures teach, and you know that the primary thing is chanting the name of God.
这也是主这个说方法的，他在传教的一开始就强调，如 Chaitanya 以及先辈的其他 Acharya 们所传达的讯息，就是只是唱诵圣名。
Okay, so let's see if there's any questions.
好的，那看一下大家有没有问题。
Because usually there are.
Today, 那现在分享者们，现在的话，毛拉只可以回答大家的问题。如果您有问题的话，欢迎您 啊，能够尽快的发上来。
OK。
啊，这里是现场讲课，今天是卡布琛的马哈拉兹，啊，在 YY 房间里每周三晚上的现场讲课。Okay. Okay. Question from Olivia.
Okay.
顶戴咕噜，请问什么样的服务可以称之为高品质的服务？我们应该如何提高我们的服务呢？顶戴您。I'll listen to you, Maharaj. And what kind of service can be called as high quality service? How can we improve our service? I'll listen to you.
Can you repeat the question?
What kind of devotional service can be called as high quality service? And how can we improve the quality of our service?
Chinata pisa ni china, tadura pisa china. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. In a humble state of mind.
就是正大信归中的第三十节，就是保持一种谦卑的心态。
And amanina manadena, that means that's humble, not expecting anything in return.
不祈求得到任何的回报或者是尊敬。
Just trying to please Krishna.
只是努力地去取悦 Krishna。
So it's not the particular activity, whether one is a pujari or a cook or a preacher or a cleaner, it depends on the consciousness.
所以高品质的服务并不是指某一类特定的活动，而是无论是你做 pujari 崇拜、传教、派书、在厨房做饭或清洁卫生，这些都不是关键是所处的心态。
So, and if we can serve devotees in a loving way and praise devotees and feel that, you know, these devotees, I should serve them and they can help me. And of course, all the basics, reading of Bhagavatam, especially reading Nectar Devotion,for someone who's already a devotee, because that gives us what to do and how to do it and why to do it and how not to do it. Everything is there. Very simple.
所以呢，我们总是去欣赏奉献者，赞美奉献者，尤其是在根据佛家梵歌，尤其是梵的甘露这样的经典来做服务。在发的干部当中，其中就讲了我们为什么要服务奉献者，怎样服务奉献者，哪些是可以做的，哪些是不可以做的等等。
And remember the Maha Mantra meaning is, please Krishna, let me serve. So keep begging for service.
我们要记住这个 Maha Mantra 的含义，就是求求你 Krishna, 请让我为你做奉爱服务。所以呢，我们另外要做的就是持续不断的去祈求。
All the basic things, just keep doing them.
最基本的。
And it's just you like, so you're very enthusiastic and you really focus on it, and keep going, and you'll get there. But don't expect instant results.
任何事情只要持续不断的去做，就都需要持续不断的去做。那如果一些最基础的事情，我们反反复复持续去做的话，同时在做的过程当中，不祈求得到立刻的结果，那么这样子就能做好。
So when devotee is always trying, even though we may realize we're not perfect, Krishna accepts it.
所以如果修行者他们坚持不断的去努力，即便是在眼前这个阶段做的并不完美，但 Krishna 也会理解并帮助我们。
So that's the prayer that Lord Chaitanya is very important. The nectar, the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, we should keep that prayer around our neck, you know, Trinadapi Sunichanato, we always remember it, in other words.
所以主 Chaitanya 的这一段祷文是非常有力量的。在永恒的切塔尼亚经当中讲到，我们应该把这一段诗节时当作项链挂在脖子，时刻挂在脖子上，像小草一样谦卑，大树一样宽容，谁是向别人致敬，不祈求他人的尊敬。
Yeah, feeling lower than the straw in the street, and tolerant, be very, and humble.Not expecting, I do this and I will get some reward. You know, just only wanting to please. The only reward we like is to see Krishna happy, Guru happy.
就是不祈向时刻向他人致敬，而不祈求他人的任何他人的尊敬。不是啊，因为我做了这个啊，别人就会。给我这个，对我那样，对我这样，而只是唯一所想要得到的结果或回报，就是看到 Guru 和 Krishna 开心。
Okay.
可以吗
？The basic answer is that particular verse, you know, Trinadapi, and it can answer almost any question.
那么，这个最基本的这个回答。当中的基础就是这个像小草一样谦卑，大树一样宽容，这个八训规的第三个世界几乎可以回答所有的问题。
That verse in Ishvara Paramakrishna. Remember, Krishna is the supreme controller.
有个世界讲到是 Krishna, 他是至尊的控制者。
If there's other people that are giving you trouble and everything,It's not exactly them that's giving you trouble because Krishna is in control.
如果有人给你制造麻烦，那么其实并不是那个人有问题，因为是 Krishna 是真的控制者，是 Krishna 允许的。
Okay, thank you very much.
好，非常感谢您的问题。Maharaj, next question.
Yeah.
好，下一个问题是 Radha Ananda Mataj 的问题。深深顶拜亲爱的 Guru Day, 请问如何理解灵魂是中立者这句话 Deeply obeisance to my respectable Guru Day, and how to understand that soul is neutral, keep neutral.
How to understand what?
How to understand that the soul keep neutral.
Again, the soul is neutral?
Yes.
Well, the soul is, I mean, compared to the material energy, but we have desires, so we get entangled. So, but we can go either way, you know, when your car is in neutral, you can put it in reverse or you can put it in drive. So,We can turn towards Krishna to serve him, or we can try to serve Maya.
那么，就好灵魂，它是相对物质来说的话，它是中立者，就像是，但是灵魂有它的愿望。如果一旦它有产生愿望的话，它就会被纠缠在这个物质存在之中。那么这里的中立就好像，比如说一辆车，它保持在终点上。 的时候，它既可以往前，也可以往后。就说灵魂，它既可以从事这个物质的活动，它也可以从事灵性的活动。
OK.
好，Oliver said that
the soul, you know, we have to realize I'm the soul.
我们一定要觉悟到我是灵魂。
Krishna, he says, you know, like, he describes all his creation, how he's creating the whole universe and maintaining and destroying, and then he says, but this work doesn't affect me. I'm seated as if neutral.
那么 Krishna 他说啊，他这个宇宙是如何产生，如何被维系，如何又毁灭等等，但是他又说，那其实对于这些物质的活动，物质的创造跟毁灭来说，我却是中立者。
So, you know, like, the soul is in the body, but it's not touching the body, it's just suspended in the heart somewhere, but it's connected by some kind of subtle energy, and we think, I have pain in my foot, or I have pain in my neck, or I'm feeling happy, enjoying something, but actually it's not us, it's just the mind and body and the senses. The soul is just lost at that point, because he's not enjoying his relationship with Krishna.
那么灵魂呢，它只不过是居住在这个躯体当中，其实它灵在这个心脏的部位，其实是超远离这个躯，跟远离这个躯体的，超越于这个躯体的。但是呢，由于一些精微的元素的影响，躯体会感觉，哎呀，我的腿呀，我的身体呀，我的想法呀，我的心意呀等等，然后被这些所覆盖。
OK。
但是实际上只是因为他忘记从而因为忘记了他跟 Krishna 之间的关系，所以会陷入到这个感官心意等等的纠缠之中。 OK， 好，下一个问题。 Maharaj, next question from Vasalati Mataji， 请问 Guru Day如何理解毫无动机的念诵？如何去做才能达到 ？How to understand the chanting without the motivation? And how can I reach this stage?
Well, it doesn't mean no motivation.
毫无动机并不意味着没有动机。
It's like when I said that.God has no form. It means he has no material form.
就好像我们说神无形体，是指他没有物质的形体。
So motivation means, you know, whatever pushes us or makes us do something.
这个动机呢，是任何推动我们去做某些事情的因素。
So it should be without any material motivation.
所以呢，我们应该没有毫无物质的动机。
That means we have to get spiritual motivation. We want to please Krishna. We want to please the devotees. We want to please the guru.
那就意味着我们应该努力的希望能够取有灵性。我们应该有灵性的动机，努力的希望取悦奉献者 Guru Krishna.
So we try to motivate people to chant and to serve Krishna, but that's not material motivation.
我们的动机是希望能够尽力的去吸引其他人也为 Krishna 做服务，而这样的动机并不是物质的动机。
Maya is always like we say dangling the carrot. You know how a washerman or people that are working with a donkey, they'll hang a carrot out in front of the donkey, but it's attached to his head. So he keeps pulling the heavy load all day.Trying to get that carrot, but every time he moves, the carrot moves. So every time we try to, you know, think I want to get a material gain, it always moves ahead of us.
就好像是人们会在驴子面前挂一个胡萝卜，当这个驴子想要吃到这胡萝卜的时候，它就往前走，但是这胡萝卜随着驴子的往前呢， 胡萝卜也会往前移，这样子的话这个驴子就会不停地去工作。那同样对于这个物质的成就，也就像这个胡萝卜一样，我们越去追求它就会往前，总是在我们不可触及的地方。
All right.
是这样吗？
Maybe one more because now it's late.
因为稍微有点晚了，所以呢现在只能再回答一个问题。
I changed time zones again, so now I'm 1 hour later than you. So for me,
thank you, Maharaj. 因为 Maharaj 他现在是在比我们晚一个小时的地方，早一个小时的地方，所以他那边已经有点晚了。好的，下一个问题来自阿列马塔吉。感谢 Guru Maharaj 的精彩讲课，感谢 Maharaj 的简美翻译。我是灵魂，我不是这个躯体，我在使用这个躯体，但是主和我在一起，在使用这个躯体吗？ I am the soul, I'm not this body, and I'm using this body, or it's I who is using this body, or Lord is using this body together with me.
You lost me again.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Okay. And the question is, I'm the soul, not this body. I'm using this body. But is I who is using this body, or a Lord is using this body with me?
Both. Because you can't use the body without Krishna's sanction.
两者都在使用。因为你不可能。
We have our desires and Krishna arranges for us to function.
你不可能在不经 Krishna 允许的情况下使用这个躯体。你有这个愿望，然后呢 ，Krishna 允许，然后这个躯体它才会运作。
Okay, so 谢谢。
可以，可以吗？谢谢大家。
See you Friday morning.
好，那么大家星期五早上再见。
So you long yao you we day feng shen jie.
Hare
Krishna.
Okay. Dear Ramal Kui, Kamishina Swan Maharaj.
Huh?
所有荣耀归于圣卡维全真光的 Maharaj.
Okay, just now it's.Quarter to ten, so.
Okay.
And we drove just really far today, so. Thank you very much.
好，非常感谢大家 ，Hare Krishna.
Gauranga.
Gauranga. 好，那今天讲课就到这里。好，感谢主持人。